Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 109. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, gentlemen?
We're having a good night.
Oh, yeah.
We should, right? We hope so. We want to deliver.
Are we having a good... No, we always have a good night. Always have a good night.
Are you not entertained?
You're right. Do I not entertain you? It is a good night.
Yes.
We are recording, so why would it not be a good night, right? I'm struggling.
Good English right there. I like it.
You're struggling. I'm fading.
Let's try it.
We will bring our game for our creepies, because that's what we owe. We owe a good product, so...
Are you depending on me to carry this
No.
thing? Because that's not going to happen.
109 mini. So anyway, let's, you know what, while we're right to it here, let's get right to
it. Allow myself to introduce myself.
Wow, did I say I was struggling or what? And I don't want you to edit this out.
We should have a cutoff of 10 o'clock. If we can't make it by 10 o'clock.
We're a little tired, had a little late start, but that's okay because we... It's what we do. No.
I thought you were going to call it.
We're middle age. Our bedtime's 9.
Well, we had a little issue with the... We just got a late start. Later start than normal. So
we're gonna. We're not blaming anybody except for the people that Nate works with. It's Nate's workers.
No, it's
they seem easy to blame.
You just want to blame them?
I just want to blame somebody.
Hey, there's no lying team.
I'm going to blame the government. We had to blame the government.
We had to wait an hour and a half to download the full episode. So that's why we're getting a little bit of a late start. Mm-hmm. So I don't keep fumbling my words. Sean,
yes.
Tell the creepies what we're going to talk about.
Well, it's my night tonight, apparently. This is another one of my choices. Braggerton over here. this is the, and I'm going to say this correctly, the Gurdon Light.
Not the Gurdon Slight, as I thought.
Not Slight. It could be a Slight. I don't know. You never know. A Slight Light?
The Gurdon Light. And I had not ever heard of it.
I had not either. I don't. And ask me how I came up with this. I don't know.
How did you come up with this?
I don't know.
Oh, you told me.
I was looking at Haunted Arkansas. No. It was on one of those things where I was looking up something else and looking into it. And this came up as, hey, you might like this topic as well. And I'm like, what in the world is the Gurdon Light? So it is Arkansas based. The Gurdon Light is a mystery light, because we like our mystery lights, located near railroad tracks in a wooded area of Gurdon, Arkansas. It is the subject of local folklore and has been featured in local media and on Unsolved Mysteries and the Mysteries at the Museum. The light has been ascribed various colors, ranging from blue, green, or white to orange, and has been described as bobbing around. So we will get into a little bit more in-depth with it as we talk, but there's... Who knew that this was like a thing, but now everybody's going to know, right?
Do we have any Arkansas listeners? I can't remember.
Not one.
No. I think
Little Rock has shown up a time or two.
I think Little Rock has. Have you ever been through Little Rock?
I've not been through Little Rock. I've been in Arkansas, but I have not been to Little Rock, no.
We stayed in Little Rock last year on our way to Texas. Mm-hmm. That's the only
Did you like it?
I mean,
I really don't know.
We were only there for a night in a hotel. Mm-hmm. I mean, there wasn't really.
Wasn't
no,
exciting.
But they had a. You thought construction was bad here? My gosh.
Oh, it was bad.
The whole stretch through where we were going was construction. Yeah.
They knew you were coming.
They did. They were. It was. Oh, Todd from Middle Age and Creeped Out is coming. Oh. No.
Throw up the barricades.
No, but that's the only. Yeah. So
maybe they wanted to keep you there.
Could be. So it says Gurdon is located approximately 85 miles south of Little Rock. So I had just seen that in Pulaski County.
Mm-hmm.
So the light appears along a stretch of railroad tracks outside the town. Some people believe the light originates from the reflection of headlights of cars off of Interstate 30. However, the site is more than 2 miles from the highway, and people began seeing the light several decades before Interstate 30 was built in the 1970s. I like it.
Explain that.
That's right.
It says, according to folklore, the light originates from a lantern of a railroad worker who was killed when he fell into the path of a train. The legend states that the man's head was separated from his body and was never found, and that the light that people see comes from his lantern as he searches for his head.
Mm.
The tracks are no longer in use, and the rails are at least partially removed and covered, but it remains one of the most popular Halloween attractions in the area. Well, heck yeah.
That incident was 1931, mm-hmm. by the way, December 31.
Yesteryear.
Yesteryear, says William McLean, a foreman with the Missouri Pacific Railroad, was involved in an argument with one of his employees, Lewis McBride, regarding how many days McBride was being allowed to work. And it says during the Depression, the company did not have the option of giving McBride more hours on the job. McBride became very angry, hit McLean on the head with a shovel,
nice,
and beat him to death with a railroad spike, maul or spike hammer. There you go. That's the incident. That kind of went south.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
McBride confessed to the murder and was executed by electrocution.
Mm. I thought you were going to say electric boogaloo.
I was trying to get that out without stumbling over
Slurring.
It.
Yeah, that's... okay, so it sounded like that really happened. It was a real incident. Mm-hmm, now, whether mm-hmm. that's the cause of the creepy light, I don't know.
I'm convinced.
You're jumping on that one.
Yep,
right?
Absolutely.
Some believe that it's caused by piezoelectricity mm-hmm. from the constant stress that the area's underground quartz crystals are under. Gurdon sits above large amounts of quartz crystal and the New Madrid fault line.
Now, okay, I believe that then. That's what I believe.
Ooh, I like that one.
That one's pretty cool.
A little more plausible.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Scientific.
Mm-hmm. Scientific. Much more scientific.
mm-hmm. I like it. Says a local legend made the area near Gurdon, a very popular place, especially around Halloween. Says the story became so well known that in October of 1994, NBC's Unsolved Mysteries, I love that show.
94, huh?
Oh, I know.
That's awesome. That's a good show.
Television show traveled to the Gurdon area to film a recreation of the 1931 murder. That's cool. The program aired on December 16th, 1994, documenting the phenomenon of the Gurdon light and describing the legend behind it. That's cool. Unsolved Mysteries? You're going places. I like it.
I'm going to go with my own theory, which
What's
is
your theory?
Swamp gas. I think swamp gas.
Time.
I really do. Indian burial ground.
Lady in white. Is there a lady in white?
Lady in white. Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's cool because Arkansas. When you sent this topic to me, I immediately went to like overseas. The girl. I don't know. I would have never guessed Arkansas. I don't know why. I just thought maybe it's the East Coast, like in New England area or. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or somewhere like Gurdon Light, somewhere in England.
Sounds very posh.
I'm like, South.
Arkansas
okay,
is not
Arkansas.
Normally known to be posh, right?
Well, no, I'm just saying like it just, I would have never guessed.
That's where it was at.
Yeah. I don't, you know.
This says in a 1980s Arkansas Gazette article, a former graduate student at Henderson State University researched the light and stated, "The nearest interstate to the tracks is about 4 miles away, and a large hill stands in between the tracks and the interstate. If the light was caused by passing headlights, it would have to be refracted up and over the hill to be visible on the other side." The article claimed Klingon attempted to gauge the length of the time it would take a car to cross the horizon point at a 45-degree angle, the angle of the interstate to the tracks, at 55 miles an hour. Moving at 80 feet per second, he explained, the lights would be visible much longer than the seconds it takes for the Gurdon light to appear and disappear. Klingon also walked close enough to the highway to hear the sounds of specific trucks. He insisted the sounds never coordinated with the appearances of the light. So he's saying no. Dr. Charles Lemming, professor of physics at Henderson State University, was an authority on the light before his passing. He and his students did many observations of the light. One impressive find was that when the light was viewed through filters, the lights never polarized. Any mirage light would polarize. They also could find no electromagnetic current on a galvanometer. I can't say that right. Why am I not saying that right? Galvanometer. And the light appears consistently regardless of atmospheric conditions.
Mm.
So they were puzzled.
Well, it's like they said that the can't be the headlights because the interstate wasn't built until the 70s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
and they said that it showed up after that, what's his face, McBride, mm-hmm. was executed.
Oh, mm-hmm. okay. So once he was executed for the killing.
Then they started seeing the light.
Oh, now we're onto something.
Mm-hmm. That was mm-hmm. the spark, huh? I do like the quartz crystal sound.
No pun intended.
Exactly. You like that? The quartz crystals actually is probably the most intriguing. Like you were saying, Nate.
I'd like the
physioelectric effect.
See that process.
Mm-hmm. Well, this says the theory is that the New Madrid Fault, like you said, which runs through this area, puts intense pressure on the crystals and squeezes them together, causing them to develop. Oh, darn it. It causes them to develop a charge and put off, like I said, a spark, right? I had an article come up and it like flashed up. I hate some of these things.
Mm.
Unexpected trickery.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good plausible reason for this.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be the guy that got electrocuted.
That's got to be it.
Here's a little thing. It tells how to get there. It says there are two entrances to the tracks. The easier of the two, exit I-30 to Highway 53 toward Gurdon. As you are entering the city on 53, you will see a set of railroad tracks. There is a dirt road on the right to the west. Before the tracks, turn right on the dirt road and follow it until you see a little circle where you can leave your car. The tracks are right in front of you. Follow the tracks to the right, west. You will need to go over at least four trestles, the wooden bridges that hold up the track. Now, warning, it says, the first trestle is starting to get rotted out, so bring a flashlight and watch your step. The first two trestles are pretty close to each other, but there is a large gap between the second and third. This guy says, I would say it took us about 25 minutes to get past the fourth trestle. And he says, a couple of notes, bring strong flashlights as it is really dark out there and the trestles could definitely be dangerous. Wear bug spray and plan to camp out for a while if you really want to see the light.
Well, I was going to say you're eventually going to have light out there, but not who knows how long and mm-hmm. when. And this is where to find it, which we've been talking about, kind of where to find it. But it says, Gurdon, Arkansas is located about 75 miles south of Little Rock on Interstate 30 and is located just east of the interstate on Highway 67. The light is outside of town and along a stretch of railroad tracks. It takes a couple of hours to reach the location. You can ask for directions in Gurdon, ask at any gas station. Everyone in that small town knows what you mean. They call it Ghost Light Bluffs. Mm-hmm. There is a similar light with a similar story in Crossett. Crossett has lots of quartz as well. This one I actually have seen for myself. It's quite bizarre, but I don't think it looks like a lantern. It's a very crisp, clear light, and you can see it moving around. My friend and I tried to get close enough to see it, to see what it was, but it was impossible. It keeps moving around, and once you get to where it is, it's gone. It's also a very popular spot for kids on Halloween.
No, guess I guess you can cross it that one and off adults. The list.
That's mm-hmm. it? Oh, you don't want to go to this place?
No, the other place, cross it. I said you can cross it off the list.
Oh,
that's good. I was like, wait a minute.
I was like, wait, we're not doing this one? We'll do both, right? Put them on the list and cross it off the list. Uh-huh. I like that. I totally miss that. I'm too darn tired to catch your jokes, Nate.
I'm surprised I came up with it. I'm half asleep over here.
That would have been a great, that's a wrap, right?
This guy says.
We're not talking about cross it.
That's true.
We'll cross it when we come to it.
Still could use it, darn it.
This guy says that he has seen the light about three or four times in the past few months. He says, I can say for a fact that it is real and that the walk is definitely more than 3/4 of a mile. He says, for almost guaranteeing spotting, you need to walk nearly more than 2.5 miles. He said, we've usually seen it between the fifth and sixth trestle. He said, there are rumors, and he says in parentheses, we haven't tested this yet, but are planning on it this weekend. He goes, that if you make it to the seventh trestle, it's an hour or two hike to the seventh one. We stopped last time at the, just like you were, Sean, it popped up.
Don't you hate that?
Stopped at the clearing between the sixth and seventh, and he goes, and see the light. It can possibly hurt you. He says, now, like I said, we don't know if this is true or not, but we're going to test it out. Hurt you? I wonder how it could.
Well, if it's truthfully a spark from the quartz crystals, I'm sure it can zap you or do something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. I gotcha. Yeah, this article has just got some.
Unless it's McBride and he hits you over the head with his lantern
or a shovel.
Yeah.
Interesting.
One of the first sightings. We didn't say this already. I hope not. Anyway, one of the first sightings was a conductor named John. Did we talk about that?
No.
While driving a train, he saw a light on the back platform and observed that this light was falling. Sorry, I'm having a little boxing match with my... Sorry. While driving a train, he saw a light on the back platform and observed that this light was following the train before it shot up into the air. It continued to follow the train for over a mile and then shot into a local cemetery. Since then, thousands of people have gone to the train tracks in hopes of seeing the Gurdon light. Oh, man.
This dude says it's about the size of a basketball.
Hmm.
Is what he said.
Several eyewitnesses say the light flashes slowly, floats about 1 to 3 feet in the air, and then veers off and vanishes.
Mm.
And to this day, it says there's been no complete explanation for what the Gurdon light is caused from.
I like it. This guy says it's kind of like a great X-Files-style road trip destination.
Right.
Sounds like it. So...
on the list, absolutely, already there. There's plenty of room on this list, you know that.
Yeah.
Let's go hiking.
And if you walk towards it, it'll disappear or sometimes reappear behind you.
It plays mind games in
that,
it.
That? Oh, well, see, now that sounds like it's intelligent.
Playing those mind games.
I wonder what that is, yeah.
I'll have to get Nate Strong flashlights, right?
That's why they said bring flashlights. This guy said bring a lot of water because a lot of the hiking
and mosquito repellent.
Right? Yeah, got to bring bug spray. Yep,
mosquito spray.
This guy, no woman actually, I think, or no Tyler. He says bring comfortable shoes because you'll do a lot of hiking, which I kind of already guessed that would be the case. But hey, you know, he said the terrain is very rugged and rocky, so wear shoes with some thick soles, and bring water and a flashlight.
And it looks like some of the train tracks are, it says some of it's covered, some of it's uncovered, but it is really overgrown.
I wonder if there's anything
places.
Else out there. He said this woods are spooky at night. I wonder if there's anything else that locals have seen.
Like
or
Bigfoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, cryptids.
Mm-hmm. Aliens.
Cocaine bears.
Cocaine.
Sorry. Too many movies I've been watching.
Look out. Cocaine bear. What?
What's the bellows?
You guys have anything else on the Gurdon light?
No, it'll just be slap happiness.
Oh, well, okay.
I don't think so.
Well, did you put this on the list?
I
don't
most
listen to Nate.
I most certainly did. Cross it off the list.
No, but it's fine. We're like, what?
We're not going to cross it.
Off the list.
This guy. Hey, Nate, help us out. We need help.
We need to shine some light on this mystery, and that's a wrap.
We need to do something. I like it.
Go to bed, I think.
Yeah. I got to work first.
Oh, darn it.
That's right. That's too bad. That's a shame. No. what do you say?
That's a crying shame.
Yeah. I like it. I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And good for Arkansas to have a creepy story, right?
That's right.
Like a local legend. And you know what? We want to thank you, creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini number 109 and our discussion on the Gurdon Light. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.